The GPRTU says it will crack the whip on recalcitrant drivers who failed to reduce fares by the 5% the unions agreed on last week. The Greater Accra chairman of GPRTU, Robert Saba, who revealed this to Radio Ghana, said the leadership of the union has given the drivers 1 o'clock ultimatum today to comply. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
The total fare has decreased by 5%, and all drivers are expected to comply with that directive. I don't see the difficulties this issue. But however, we received the official communication with regard to, you know, this matter just last Friday around 3 p.m. And we were able to transmit same to some of our branches, but we were unable to transmit same to all our branch itself. Hopefully by 1 p.m. today, they will all receive the information. But this is not even an excuse, because through the power of radio, the media, everybody is aware of that.
The speed with which the drivers normally use to increase their road fares anytime there's an increase, we don't see that this time around. They are reluctant to reduce their fares.
At all times, when there should be any increment, they do wait for directives from the officials of the GPR. There are some other floating vehicles who, you know, sometimes they do things contrary, and all these blame are placed on the GPR, which is not a case. But once we are in the majority, sometimes these errors are bound to happen. What I'm saying is the drivers have no excuse, you know, for whatsoever, no mandate, than to comply with the 5% decree. You know, I don't see the difficulty. But in any case, any driver who is not complying, I think they can call. When they call, they have to be very specific by, you know, indicating the station and the vehicle number. This will enable us to deal with.